Well, it's exciting because we are seeing some new vessels this year. Generally, I think we're still catching up from 2006 when we had the Sheltered Seas in here, and the Sheltered Seas bumped our numbers up quite a bit. When they were coming, because they had the potential, although they didn't bring this many, but they had the potential of bringing say 2,700 passengers over the course of a season, and so that cut into the overnight business in town quite a bit, and the number of people that were doing tours with dinners at the Sons of Norway and also the hotels. But our biggest player is still Cruise West Alaska Sightseeing in town with their vessels, and they have not changed too much here this year, but they are bringing a number of ships in that we haven't seen too much of. The Spirit of Yorktown will be coming a bunch of voyages this year, pretty much weekly, starting in mid-May and ending in 1st of September. And other new things, American Safari is continuing to be a bigger player in our market, in that they have they're bringing a new vessel online called the Safari Explorer. American Safari is a deluxe line. Their cabins typically sell for about $1,000 a day per person.
They're much smaller. They don't, rather than 100 people or so, they carry more like, what is it, like 20
well,
or something?
The Safari Explorer will be their biggest vessel with 36 passengers on it. And they run down from there with the Safari Quest at about 21, the Safari Escape and the Safari Spirit with about 12 passengers on it. So it's a much higher level of service, and you get what you pay for.
Petersburg doesn't get the big ships because they don't have a deep water port, but what is probably the largest ship that's going to be coming in this summer?
Well, the Empress of the North is our largest ship, and it will be here many, many times this year. 20 port calls this year, which is up a few from last year. They're expanding their season into the first part of May and running almost all the way through September. And they really like Petersburg. Last year, remember, they had a grounding problem. They were down for the month of June, and when they came back, they would stop by Petersburg specifically in the morning to pick up fresh fish for their seafood barbecue that they were doing over in Wrangell in the evening. We would run a boat out with the fish in the morning and meet them out in the Wrangell Narrows. And they actually put it on their daily schedule that they were stopping at the Petersburg Fish Store in the morning, and people would line up on the deck to watch the boat come alongside and deliver their dinner on board.
Any changes in terms of other new ships coming in?
Well, we are going to have over the past couple of years, Cruise West has been expanding their fleet. And remember, we used to see the Yorktown vessels in the Clipper from Clipper Cruise Lines, and they bought a couple of ships from Clipper.
These are the 110 passenger vessels, or 90 passengers.
These, something like that. About 110, something like that. About 150-foot ships to 200 feet. But they bought the Spirit of Nantucket, and they're actually calling that the Spirit of Glacier Bay now. And although they will only be in here a couple of times on positioning cruises, we are going to see that vessel is new to our fleet this year, the Spirit of Glacier Bay.
Then looking into the ferry system, you help people make reservations on the ferry. And what are you thinking in terms of more or fewer people coming through town with some changes for this summer? We're seeing some fast ferry runs again into town.
Overall, I think we're going to see a drop in our passengers on the Marine Highway this year because of their opening the ferries for booking in the summer on February 1st. Typically, in the past, we've seen them open as early as October 15th, sometimes mid-December, as late as January 1st, but not putting off people like they did this year, which is which we've seen an obvious drop in our business that we've had on the ferry. And we had a number of pre-bookings for people that we took in advance of the schedule being out. And when we called those people to ask them if they were ready to, purchase their tickets and plan the rest of their Alaska vacation, probably close to a quarter of them, 25%, said, "Oh, we've made other plans, and we couldn't wait for the ferry, so we're going to fly, or we decided to take a cruise, or something else has happened." So we definitely see a drop in the ferry business.
And that was because of the ferry coming out with a late schedule.
Because of the late schedule, right. now what we've seen with their drop in you know, they're taking the Malaspina, which was doing
There's one less mainliner running
run to Bellingham, and they put that on as a day boat up in the Juno Haynes Skagway run. And that's going to increase that bottleneck that they had up there. But now, if you look through the summer, there's no space at all out of Seattle, out of Bellingham, for months now, literally, for even cabin or car space out of Bellingham. So they're... A thought on this was they were going to, you know, run these passengers to Prince Rupert, and that was going to be the new, kind of the new thing, the new southern hub for the Marine Highway.
Prince Rupert's having some trouble with its terminal, as we know.
Well, yeah, and that's going to cause backups on the dock there. They're having to pull off one ship and put on another, especially as BC Ferry ramps up in May.
Which is where they're going to be docking while they fix the Alaska Marine Highway ferry terminal.
Right, yeah, yeah. So it's too bad, you know, hopefully... the folks at Prince Rupert, you know, I'm sure the Alaska Marine Highway is putting a lot of pressure on them to get that dock work done and get back up to speed for Prince Rupert.